So we go to the Bronx. We're bringing the Bronx Bomber, Boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, for the actual news of verbiage. What's happening with Rolly Romero, Soc?
Hey, Pedro. Well, as first was reported by, I believe, Mike Coppinger of ESPN, a 24-year-old woman from Henderson, Nevada, which is, I believe, where Rolly Romero's home is accusing him of sexual assault. Piggyback, there were rumors that there were eight other women that were ready to come out as well. But as far as I know, and the report said that this 24-year-old actually went to the police right away. Showtime's reaction, as per Espinoza, that they are investigating it. But everyone seems to think that it's just a matter of days before they pull Romero out completely. And that's where we're at. And then there's a whole bunch of fighters on the internet raising their hands, saying that they want the opportunity.
No. Don't pull him. This makes for some intrigue. Keep him in the fight. He hasn't been convicted of a crime yet. You know what I'm saying? He has not.
Absolutely.
He hasn't been convicted of a crime yet. So you keep him in the fight. There's all this interest. And then these women picket the fight. They boycott it. They put up picket lines, the whole nine yards. I love it. Let's go back to the 80s all over again.
Hey, listen, I was not the best history student, but I do believe that there's something that says you are innocent until proven guilty. And let the young man, let him have his day in court and let him fight. You know, I'm a parent of a daughter. Women are sacred to me, like they should, you know, all over the world, like they should be. But these are just allegations. And let's keep it real, Pedro. When has boxing ever really been sensitive to women? I mean, Mike Tyson is a notorious former batterer. Floyd Mayweather has given his baby mama some uppercuts. I mean, and the list goes on and on. And these guys keep, you know, obviously getting paydays and selling out arenas. Let Romero have his day in court and let him fight.
Well, I'm going to do my best Chuck Willery impression right here. Well, thanks a lot, Sock, because later on the show we'll hear from Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons right here on my show.
Back in two and two.
I'm trying to pre-sell something. In hour number two, we're going to go with Robin Gibbons, Mike Tyson, of course, and Jim Carrey and one of the Wayans brothers and some chick. And bottom line is they're all doing a parody on Mike Tyson and Robin Gibbons, of course. Robin Gibbons, did I ever tell you that her attorney sent me a letter?
No, you didn't.
He sent me a letter. Get this. He sent me a letter because I was misspelling her name on purpose. I was calling her R-O-B-B-I-N apostrophe.
Oh, okay.
And her lawyer sent me a letter.
Wow.
I was like,
cease and desist?
What? Cease and desist letter. I mean, I was doing this in Flash magazine. This was back, I don't even think we were doing it on the internet yet. I think we were still in, we were still in Flash magazine, I believe. And yeah, she sent me a long letter. Bottom line is they took offense to the fact that I was calling her robbing instead of Robin.
Ouch.
Because she was robbing.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, we're talking about any chick that shows up to her first date with three accountants and her mother, she's looking. Come on, that's a money digger. Anyway, how's Sebastian doing there?
He's doing good. He's teething, so you know he's pretty much he's chewing on his pacifier. And...
Okay. Yeah, we hear the Tower of Power theme music there in the background here. But listen, Sock, I want to wish you the best. Thank you for filling us up to date here on this. Gervonta Davis, Rolly Romero fight. I'm pulling for Rolly Romero. Listen, Rolly's a weird dude. But everybody's weird to an extent. And there's not a crime against being weird, okay? There's a crime against assaulting women, but there's not a crime against being weird, because if there was a crime against being weird, the guy in the other room and me would both be in prison.
Yeah, he's a little eccentric. Comes off a little slow. For his sake, I hope that the allegations are not true. However,
women?
If they are true.
Eight women?
You know, yeah, bro. It's when there's smoke, there's fire. But
I mean, come on, man. That sounds like a forest fire.
Yeah, and you know what? The last thing I actually just read, the leading candidate to replace him is Isaac Pitbull Cruz, who's really a junior lightweight, but. He's more seasoned than Romero. I mean, let's face it. Most people think Romero is in way over his head, and Showtime's probably going to lose their shirt on this pay-per-view. So.
No, I don't. I think Rolly Romero's the baddest, the most well-dressed dude in the 135-pound division. Anybody that can show up for a press conference in Las Vegas is like 95 degrees and wear a fur coat, you got to have some audacity.
Yeah. He's surely not short on stones. Yeah.
Anyway, go back to Sebastian. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, my brother.